Tuesday the 24th of February, Aleph the Rosh Chodesh Adar, Rabbi Moshe Shlomo Emanuel, Tefillin, Our Bond with Infinite Time and Space, Part 2.
Chodesh, everybody, please help yourselves to Sidurim again, the Makor HaBrocha, the one I'm using, and on page 20 we have the first two parshas of the Tefillin. Now, as a Hakdama, I won't go straight into the theme of the last time we spoke. First, we'd like to just dwell on something in the parasha which has to do with the Tefillin. When Rabbi Shor spoke here, he mentioned that there's a Zohar on the Pasuk Ba'osilu Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Soichom. And the Shlor brings the Zohar down, and he quotes the following. Omar Rabbi Elozor, Shomano me'avoy, I heard from my father, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Dehocha sosim tamo di tefillin b'hai psuko. I heard from my father that in the Pasuk, which we read this Shabbos, Parshas Trumot, Ba'osuli mikdosh v'chanti b'soichom, is sosim, is hidden the reason for the tefillin. So we're not going to be Oisuk ben Historis over here. I couldn't convey that kind of thing. However, it's very interesting. Chazal tell us, is a famous Chazal, Ba'osuli mikdosh v'shochanti b'soichom, it doesn't say b'soichoy, it says b'soichom. So b'shochanti b'leiv kol echod v'echod. I will dwell in the hearts of everybody. They should build me a mishkan, and thereby that will influence that I will be shoichen, I will rest in the hearts of every single Jew. That being the case, where we have the Chazal, the Zohar, which tells us that tefillin are the secret hidden in this pasuk of Ba'osuli Mikdosh, the tefillin seem to have that same koyach. Ba'osuli Mikdosh, we make tefillin, we wear tefillin, v'shochanti b'soichom b'leiv kol echad v'echad. By wearing the tefillin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a special kedusha within our hearts. Now, let's go a little further into the inyan of the Mishkan. We know that we have four kelim pnimim, the four inner vessels in the Mishkan. I won't be able to dwell on all of them, but you can look in, fill in the inside story where it's expanded in this theme. And also we have the Arba Bigdei Kahuna of the Kohen Gadol, the Arba Begadim of the Kohen Gadol, over and above the four of the Kohen Hedyot. Now, these four kelim hapnimim and the Arba Bigdei Kahuna Gedoila actually conform, they actually follow the same themes as we see in the Arba Parshiyos Shel Tefillin. Just a little taste of this, the first parsha of the Tefillin, Kadesh, right, we saw the first chelek of the Seder is also Kadesh. Now, if we look at the Mishkan, the first vessel which is mentioned in this week's parsha is the Oron. And where did that rest? In the Kodesh Kodashim. And we mentioned last week already the dimensions of Yud, of the ten, within the Mishnah, the tenth Kedusha, right? In the Kodesh Kodashim was the tenth Kedusha. It was a cube of ten Amos by ten Amos by ten Amos high. In it rested the Oren, which was ten Tfochim high. Within the Oren were the Luchas, which had Aseres Habibrois. There's a convergence of ten, and Ein Dovah Shebikedusha Pochus Me'asorah. Ten is the number of Kedusha. Now, the Malbim points out from the story of HaKadoshim, he says that the Mishkan was in the Tzura of the Odom, of a person. So you view a person, so to say, lying down. Okay, and the head at the top, that is the Oren in the Kodesh Kodoshim. Then the other Kelim, you have the Shulchan, which is Keneged Halev, the Menorah, Keneged connected the lungs, and the Mizbeach HaChitzoin was connected the Klei HaIkul, the digestive system, and so on within Ruchnius. But what do you see at the top of man, of the man, of the little man, so to say, of the Mishkan? The Kadesh, the Kedusha, the Bigdei Kahuna. What did the Kohen Gadol wear on his head? The Tzitz. And what did it say there? Kodesh LaHashem, right? So, the first parsha, and as we'll see in the next theme shortly, we'll see the next theme is where we have Kadesh above. Kadesh is on top. In the Mishkan, the Klei Mishkan, the Oren, the Kodesh Kodoshim, on the top, and the Tzitz Kodesh LaHashem is also on the top. Torah is a unified entity. Hashem is Echad, is Torah is one. All these things correspond. Right, now, the last time we left off showing the beginning of the correspondence of the Shem Yudke Vovke to the themes of the Arba Parshias. And we mentioned the first letter of the name of Hashem is the Yud, Kedusha, and we saw within the Parsha of Kadesh a little how this connects. So let's take a look now, let's go in the Siddur Mekor HaBrocha, it's on page 20, and in the other Sidurim, just after Anochas Tfilin, you've got the two Parshias of Kadesh and Behoye Kiviyacha. So let's look at Parshas Kadesh first. V'yidaber Hashem al Moshe l'mor, Hashem spoke to Moshe, Kadesh li chol b'chor peter kol rechem b'vnei Yisrael, sanctify to me. So this, again, this is the getter of the Yud, Kedusha. Now, if you remember, we had a question. In this parsha, it mentions b'chor, matzah, not having chometz. We don't only wear them on Pesach. We are not all b'chorim. However, this is the level of the Yud, above. As we said, the Yud does not touch the bottom line, does not touch the baseline like all the other letters. That is the level of Kedusha. Not having chometz, the level of Kedusha. Klal Yisrael rose to a special level. They were brought above time, so to say, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them. For in one night, he brought them to Haram Uriah, the Medrash said, and brought them back, and so on. So this is the level of Kedusha. When a person wears tefillin, he can rise. He can rise in Kedusha. He can rise up, and therefore we have this in the tefillin. We can actually get to the dimension of Bechor, of the first, of Peter Korechem, of opening, of Kedusha. Then it says, remember this day, when a person puts on tefillin, he can get out of the Meitzorim of the Yetzer Hara, of the Meitzorim of life. You get to the dimension of not having chometz. And we mentioned that this dimension of the Parsha of Kadesh within the timeline relates to the purpose. We saw the Parsha of Kiviyacha refers to the dimension of the past, and we will expand on that. The Parsha of Shema, the mention of the present, and Vohoyim Shema, to the future. The Parsha of Kadesh is Veloya Chel Chometz. Chometz is not within the realm of time. It is before time, so to say, and that is the getter of purpose. Purpose is something which we mentioned, the person plans beforehand. It's before the geshem, before the material comes into place. It is the planning stage. Today you're going out for Chodesh Ha'aviv. A person wears tefillin, he has a new day. It's a new beginning. A new beginning. Every time we put on tefillin, we have a new beginning. Chodesh Ha'aviv, what's Chodesh Ha'aviv? The spring month. What happens in the spring? Blossoms come. The blossoms are that dimension before the fruit comes. That's the dimension of before. That relates to the dimension of purpose. Then it says, V'yich yiviyacha Hashem al eretz ha-knani, etc. Note here we have the yiviyacha with an extra yud. It's mole. In the second parasha it's without the yud, the second yud. Right? And if the tefillin are written with this yud chosr, they're possible. Right, any letter which is moving is possible. But there's a special dogish on the Yud within this parsha. This parsha corresponds to the Yud of Yud Kevavke. Then Hashem says, when he brings us to the land of these five nations, Eretz Zovas Chola Budvash, bring the Korban Pesach within this month. We wear tefillin every month, every day. However, they bring us to the level of the Tzias Mitzrayim. Shivat Yomim Techal Matzes, again Matzes Yomim Achri, Chag LaHashem. Then it says Matzes Yochel Eis Shivat HaYomim. Now the Rekeach points out a very interesting thing. First it says Shivat Yomim Techal Matzes, and then it says Matzes Yochel Eis Shivat HaYomim. The Rekeach says that someone who eats matzes, it's ki'ilu is a shutef to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'briyas ha'olam b'shivat HaYomim, this 7 days. That is hinted here because this is part of the whole thing of the beginning, a new start. This is the chelik of creation, of starting again. Therefore, v'lo yeroi elecha chometz. Chometz shall not be seen, v'lo yeroi elecha sor b'chol gvulecha. Which is, again, within time, you've got to be above that and before. V'yigatul in chabiyom hu leimor, ba'avur ze osa Hashem li v'tesim in shana. Very interesting. What do we tell the Ben? and this refers to the Leil HaSeder, but again that relates to when we wear tefillin, it's the new beginning. Tell him, ba'avur zeh, because of this, Pesach because of these things Hashem took us out. We don't do these things because we went out. Hashem took us out because we're going to do these things in the future. So it comes out that he's telling us the purpose of the Yetzirah and the machshava that came before the Yetzirah. What caused the Yetzirah? What was the plan beforehand, which is this dimension, that is that we should keep these mitzvahs. That was the purpose of Yetzirah's Mitzrayim. In the next parasha, it doesn't talk about the purpose of Mitzrayim. It tells us what happened in the past. This is the parasha of purpose. It mentions because of this Hashem took us out. And this shall be as a sign on your hand. What's the purpose of tefillin? In the other parashas doesn't tell us. Just in the four in the other three parashas, we have to put on tefillin to remember Yetzirah Mitzrayim, or just to put on tefillin without saying a reason. Here it says, in order that the Torah of Hashem should be in Amah. The purpose of tefillin is that Torah of Hashem should be b'ficha. And we pointed out only here is of course chukah, but that we will have to see the next theme, and then we will be able to understand why this is so, why it says Teres Hashem, and also why it says chukah hazos. So this is the realm of purpose. The next parsha, v'yichiviach Hashem el eretz haknani, again the yud is not here. Kasher nishba la'abisecha unesono loch. Here it's not the stage of sanctifying the firstborn. It is, as we mentioned last time, as the Rashbam says, the giving to the Kohen. That is the next stage. After you have the stage of purpose, the blossoming, as we mentioned, now we have the stage where we bring it, so to say, into the physical side of things. We now go and give it to the Kohen. Now we mentioned, and there's a chiddush over here. In the first parasha, there was no inyan of the kedusha, the sanctity of the firstborn ass, firstborn donkey. Nothing mentioned about it. Only in this parasha, and it gives us the option: either tifdevaseh, we can redeem it with the lamb, and if not, ba'arafta, we have to break its neck. Now, Mitzrayim, as we mentioned last time, are the semblance of Gashmius, of Choymer. Chamoir is a semblance of Choymer. Ki zirmasusim zirmasom, besar chamoirim besorom, that refers to Mitzrayim. They were the height of material, Choymer. The Kiddusha of Tefillin can remove us from that Choymer. But what do we have to do? Either we use the Choymer, utilize the physical, the material, for Kedusha, Tifteh V'Seh, and we give that Seh to the Kohen. So we have the Choymer. Use it, be poided for the Kedusha, but if not, if we just have physicality for its own sake, like the Mitzrim had it, then Barafta finished. For the physical cannot last. And what do you have to do? Bring it into the past. This is all related to the past now. Choymer, material, on its own, and if it's for its own designs and purpose, that it will not last. It goes to the past. Either redeem it, in that way, go into the past, or it won't last. And your son will ask you in the future, what's this business here? You're breaking the neck. You're poiding, huh? He said, look what happened in the past. When the chamor, the choymer, was obstinate and wanted to last on its own, not to let the kedusha of Klal Yisrael come, not to be a nifter, the Mitzrim had the opportunity to have a pidyon. Let the Jewish people go. It's fine. No, that physical wanted to take over, wanted to be on top. What happened then? So the son asks, what's going on? She tell him this is a profound lesson of the within the tefillin. When the chamor wanted to last on its own, you mentioned that, what did Hashem do? First of all, it's a story of the past, and secondly, he reduced it to the past. This is all relating to this dimension. It doesn't belong within the dimension of the first parasha, and as we'll see with the second theme, it's boiled even more. So, Adam Bad Bachir Behem Hashem destroyed. al ken ani zebech la Hashem kol peter lechem asukho b'chor b'bona efter v'ho yon ois al yodcho. Now note, I mentioned last time, it's only in this parasha that we have a remez to the left hand, because it's written with a hey, yodcho. In all the other parashas, yodcho, it's written yud, dalet chaf, or yedchem, but there's no hey, there's an extra hey here, it doesn't fit in the simple pshat. So Chazal darshan yad keher, the weaker hand. And so, but what have we got? We've got a hey over here that fits with this parasha. This is the second letter of Hashem's name, the hey. Now, we have to understand what this means in a simple way. The Gemara in Menachos tells us, it's a very famous Gemara, Ki b'koh Hashem tzur olam. Hashem created the worlds, olamim b'koh, with yud kei. We say it every morning at the end of a Avodah Zarah. What does it mean that Hashem created the worlds with yud and the hay? So the Gemara there says, olam haba he created with a yud, olam hazeh he created with a hay. Now, olam haba, again, kedusha, the yud, it's above everything. Olam hazeh is with a, the Gemara says they're yud because they're tzadikim mu'otim. That means people on a high level, that's the getter of the yud. The Gemara says the letter hay, this world was created with a letter hay, as a symbol of Bechira and Teshuvah. Hashem's got at least two sides open. One is there's free choice here. If you want, do what you want, go down. If a person wants to be Chozer B'Teshuvah, then he should come up through the left aperture. Ah, the Gemara says, so why can't he come back up through the bottom space? He said, no, he won't. Let me tell you, he won't be able to. He needs Hashem's hand, so to say, to pull him through. Anyway, the point is, the hay represents Olam Hazeh. The yud represents Olam Haba. Now let's ask a simple question. If that's the case, what is the Seder HaDvorim? First we have Olam Hazeh, the present Zoyah, Olam Haba. But look at this order over here. The yud comes before the hay. The yud which represents Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba, comes before the hay which represents Olam Hazeh. However, this is not difficult, because it's true that the yud represents the future Olam Haba. But what was the purpose in HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating Olam Hazeh? Olam Haba. And this fits in with Soif Maaseh v'machshov atchila. Olam Haba is the Soif HaMaaseh. It's the end. It's the Shabbos. Shabbos was the end of creation, but that was v'machshov atchila. As we said, when you plan, you build a building, the plan is not the building, it's what is going to happen. But the plan has to come before. So the yud is the plan, let's say, represents the plan, and the hay is the actual building. But then there's going to be a future after that. Right? So, the first parasha, Kadesh, relates to Kedusha of the future, but that's the plan at the beginning. That is in the planning stage, that's the blossoming stage. Then we have the hay, Yodcha. The hay represents Olam Hazeh. Right? And what do we have to do with Olam Hazeh? Either Nifteh or breaks. The Yud is a unified letter. Hashem is going to be Echad. The purpose is Ichud. This world, there's duality. Choice. Go down, come up. Right? Two parts to the letter, which we might go into more later. Okay. Those are the first two parshas in short, relating to Yud and Kei. Now let's come to the third parsha. Let's go to Parsha Shema now. Something we say every day, every night, and twice, if we don't fall asleep before we say it the second time. Right. Now, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashem is one. Bo'atzo es Hashem Elokecha, Yishalav Hashem Yogad b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha u'b'chol moedecha. Now, no, it's very interesting. Chazal say, it doesn't say that we're in bracha. It doesn't say b'chol libcha, b'chol levavcha. What's the drasha? Bishnei yitzrecha. Now we mentioned before, the second parasha shows two duality. The hay is duality, right? The vav is the chibur now of both sides. The vav is called vav hachibur. Even if a vav hahipuch, it changes from past to future, future to past. It is the dimension of joining, of the link, the synthesis between both. So the parasha of Shema now comes to tell us b'chol levavcha with the Yetzer HaTov and Yetzer HaRa. We must love Hashem with both sides, with the physical and the material side, binding them together. U'b'chol nafshecha afilu hu notel nafshecha, whether it's in life or the opposite. We have to love Hashem in both situations. Uvechol moedecho. What does the Mishnah say? Vechol mido umido shuhu moeded lecho. Have a moeded lo be moed moed. Whatever mido, whether it's toiv or mutiv, we have to love Hashem bechol mido, with anything that He meets out to us. The unification of both. That is the Vav. Right? The Vav is in Hebrew, in Lashon HaKodesh, Vav eho amudim. Vav. Vav is a hook. It hooks between above and below, and the Vav also is Mechaber, the past and the future. Right? Let's go further. How are we going to unify our heart? We take Torah and you put it al levavecho. And the Gemara says, and Chazal tell us that the soina, the Yetzirah, can come to love the person through Dibrei Torah. If we put a word of Torah on our hearts, then the whole being becomes Meshuba to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'shinan tom levonecho. Now it's very interesting. In the fourth parasha it says V'limatem. Here it says V'shinan tom, you shall teach him. And what is, what's Shinun? Shinun is sharp. Shiyu Dibrei Torah mechudodim b'ficho. That's the special stress here. Now Chidud, sharpness. That's Loshen Chad. What is Chad? What's the root Chad? Echad. One. Because what happens? You have a knife which is sharp, so it's sharpened down. Both edges are made into Chad. One. Shinun is oneness. Again, the stress on unity. And in what all situations, in any, unify every situation to Hashem. And then it mentions we have two tefillin, ukshal tom lo yisal yodecho wa yulet ha'tofos ben einecho, binding both, ukshav tom al mezuzos besecho uvish orecho. As we pointed out, it doesn't say that in the first two parts, only in the last two. This is after Matan Torah. After Matan Torah it says koshrem al ruach libecho. The last two parshas are the thing of kshiro, right? And also ukshav tom, that we mashabed our mo'od, our possessions and so on. We put it on one doorpost, unifying we darshan, because the one vav is missing over here, we darshan that it's only on one doorpost, unifying everything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the realm of the vav. Here this parasha doesn't mention, as we pointed out, anything about the past or about the future. This is the present. The present is the chibur, that is the vav, it is the hook between the past and the future. Now let's come to the fourth parasha. What do we see within the fourth parasha? We mentioned it talks about results in the future, right? Now that relates to the second hay. The second hay, same letter as the second letter of the parashas, and it relates to Olam Hazeh. What do we have in this fourth parasha? For Osafto Begonecho. None of the other parashas does mention our Asek with the material and gathering it in. In the second parasha, which also was the hay, that dealt with breaking the physical, if we don't appreciate it and so on, or if we are poided to use it for a higher purpose, you give it to the Kohen. But here it is the Asek in the Gashmius itself, right? So it is also again Olam Hazeh. We mentioned Olam Hazeh was created with a hay. It is the Asek in Olam Hazeh. But in what respect? Using it for the right things, and thereby the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the results are going to be positive in the physical world. You'll get rain and so on, and you will stay in the land of Eretz Yisrael. If we do not conform, then we'll be taken out of that land. The physical will not go so well. But here it is the Olam Hazeh dealing with future, and also then Tchias, future results, and Tchias HaMeisim, which we saw, which will be, it says lohem, to give to them in the future. It is kind of the perfection of Olam Hazeh. So that is, in a nutshell, the first theme dealing with the timeline and the name of Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, relating to the purpose, the realm before, the past, the present, and the future. Now, in case you may have a question, somebody mentioned to me after the last shiur, and I think it's worth noting. Some people will say, oh, hang on, that works fine according to the Shita of Rashi. According to Rashi, the Seder HaParshus is Kadesh V'Yekivach Shema V'Yim Shomoya. But hang on, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you've got B'hoyim Shemaya before Shema. So this doesn't seem to work. So what I'd like to do is to read to you what the Shulchan Aruch says and Rashi as well, yeah, and the Mishnah Berurah. So the Shulchan Aruch says like this. This is in Siman Lamed Daled. It's very interesting. Siman Lamed Daled here, and the Gemara which talks about is Daf Lamed Daled in Menachos. That's easy. Daf Lamed Daled on the base. It's easy to remember. So the Gemara says like this, and the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch brings Seder Nochoson Bebatim, the Seder of the placing of the parshas in the Batim of the Tefillin. The Rashi bo Rambam, according to Rashi and the Rambam, Kadesh Mismoel Haminiach Bebayis Achitzon. Kadesh is on the left of the one who wears them. Ba'acharav Kiviyachov, then Boy Kiviyachov Bebayis Hasheni, then Shema Bebayis Hashlishi, Boyim Shemoy Bebayis Harvi. True by Sachitin Limino, Rabbeinu Tam, right, according to Rabbeinu Tam, in the third bais there's Behoyim Shamoya, Ubabais Haravi, and in the last bais there is Shema. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kosva Poskim, the Beis Yosef goes by Arichus into this. The Gam Rabbeinu Tam Moide, Rabbeinu Tam agrees, the Be'inon Ksivoson Kesede Shem Ksuvim Batoiro. Rabbeinu Tam agrees, let's put it in simple terms, time wise, you have to write these parshias in the order that we have mentioned. Kadesh, Vayikivach Shema and Bohem Shomoya. Shukadesh, Vayikivach Shema and Shomoya. Elo, Depalig Arashi Linyan Hanochoson Bebatim. The only argument between them is the placement within the Batim, the head Batim, or the placement on the one parchment within the Shel Yad. So he says, so what's that? Valken, therefore, Horoitza Lichter Tfilin the Das Rabbeinu Tam. If you want to write Tfilin according to Rabbeinu Tam, Yichter B'Shel Yad, Shem B'Klap Echad. In the Shel Yad, it's one piece of parchment. First you write Kadesh, Boye Kibiacho, V'Yaniach Cholok, Boye Im Shema. And you leave a space free with no writing on in order to afterwards put in Boye Im Shema. And then V'Yichter Shema, and you write Shema at the end. ואחר כך יכתב בהם שמויה ובשל ראש and with the shel rosh יכתבים בארבע קלפים. You have to write the shel rosh on four separate קלפים, as we kaseder mamash, mamash in the order kadesh ויגילך שמע בהם שמויה ויסדרם בבתים. But when you place them into the batim, kadesh ויקי בהם עם שמויה and then שמע. So
it's one that's possible.
If they were written Kesidron, those on the time of writing, if they were placed in the batim incorrectly,
no, can you say the paper checks them? One of the in the four in Shalosh is possible.
Yeah, you
rewrite all four.
Yes, yes, and not only that, it's one letter. If one you find, let's say you wrote Parshas Kaddish and you've written all four, and then suddenly you find one letter, right? Let's say the kuf, the first letter. You made a mistake there, and it's a letter which, and the mistake, the psul, is one that not just found a little psul which got a tzuras, but the tzuras is not there. It was joined. It doesn't look like a kuf at all. But all possible, they all possible, you have to rewrite the whole thing because it has to be written kesidron. Right? Very good point.
Where is the Mishanim in the Seder of the
Gita? Sorry?
Where is the Mishanim?
Okay, that's another. Okay, I might as well, we've got 1 minute to go. So, the Gemara says like this. It's a Loshon HaGemara. It's not only him, Rabbeinu Hanan, it's not only Rabbeinu Tam, there are quite a few Rishonim who hold this. The Gemara says like this, the Seder Ksivosan is Shema, sorry, Kadesh Voyekibiacho Mimin, and then Shema Voyem Shomoya Mismoil. So Rashi learns a simple pshat, as we said. Kadesh Voyekibiacho Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam says, no, that's not pshat. Pshat is, it says Kaddish v'yekiviyach mi'min, and then it says Shmarim Shmarim Mismoil. So just like Kaddish is on the outside for the imin, when it says Mismoil, Shma is also on the outside. Right? That's the Gemara and Rabbeinu Tam on it. Lamaisa, the Poskim down from the Zohar. The Zohar says that the Tefillin are actually the Tefillin de Olam Habo. In Olam Habo, that's the Seder that's going to be. Now, within this theme over here, I wrote a chapter on this in Tefillin, the Inside Story. It comes out, you see, what's going to be that which is in the future. After Tchias HaMesim happens, it is in the future. But after the future has happened, it's part of the past. So So what will be the ultimate future? Unity, Hashem Echad. And note, when we say Shema, Rashi says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Why did it say twice Hashem? She says Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad. Hashem Elokeinu Echad. And actually sometimes you get kids, if they're saying it by heart, they miss out. The natural way is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Echad. They miss out the second way. So why is it like that? So Rashi says from the Sifri, he says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Shehu Elokeinu Ato. He only recognizes our God now, who Osid Lios Hashem Echad. In the future, he will be Hashem Echad. But in the still chat, this is the parasha of the present. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Right? But it embodies the future as well. And that's the Seder, which is going to be in the future. So those both are MS. Right? But in Alpi Halacha, the machlokes in the Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam is in the Loshen HaGemara. Okay, now we didn't get actually to the second theme. But we'll see, maybe tonight. Okay.